In 1992, Hoagland briefed UN officials on the mathematical and geometric linkage connecting the sighting of Cydonia on Mars, the location of the Martian pyramids and face, with the Egyptian location of the pyramids and Sphinx on Earth. This remarkable new evidence that all is not as we have thought regarding NASA is distinctly different from the official NASA imagery that I have been analyzing for almost 15 years, reported Hoagland. This new evidence is of a pattern shown by an official, undeniable log of NASA mission planning, mission priorities, and space agency decisions extending back to when the agency was officially formed by Act of Congress on July 29, 1958. This log has been carefully compiled from recorded network mission broadcasts from, among others, My Old Network, CBS, officially published NASA mission timelines, and documented testimonials of former NASA scientists. According to Hoagland, these cross-correlated public records now provide firm evidence of an astonishing official link between NASA's supposedly strictly scientific missions and millennia-old occult beliefs. In fact, the original official NASA Apollo Lunar Program logo of the 1960s clearly depicted the belt in the constellation of Orion, long thought to represent Osiris, a central figure in Egyptian celestial mythology. Curiously, immediately after the Apollo 13 accident, NASA quietly changed this official Apollo program logo, adding random stars to the existing constellation, thereby cleverly obscuring its direct derivation from Orion, noted Hoagland. He concluded that the extraordinarily complex and expensive mission planning for the entire Apollo lunar program, far from being merely represented by this interesting Egyptian mythological connection, was in fact completely controlled by and designed around this crucial Orion symbolism. In other words, someone with enough authority to set the launch date and time for an Apollo space mission, as well as many others, was guided by the astrological alignment of the stars and planets rather than an objective scientific basis. This occult aspect has been kept carefully hidden not only from the American taxpayers who paid for these missions, but from the vast majority of NASA personnel as well.